Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Kaminsky, the former president of Dixie's residential business. Paul, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for giving me some time today. Everybody knows you're retiring and leaving the business after 45 years, and you're an icon, well-respected. I want to get into maybe some reflection on your career. First, just the news piece of it. Effective this month, you're retiring, and you and your wife, Kathy, you've got a place down in Key West. You're going to be spending part of the year down there, and you're stepping out of the business, right?
That is correct. It's been a pretty good run, as you said, 45 years, and my wife of 38 years has decided it is time. And she has always loved Key West, so that's certainly where we're going to spend probably at least half our year.
Okay, all right. So let's start at the beginning. How does a guy from Brooklyn, New York, who graduates from Cornell University, how does he get interested in the carpet business?
My Lord, that's a long story. It actually gets stranger. I was a biology major at Cornell, got out back in 1973, decided I wanted to see the country, and being of somewhat modest means, was in the middle of a tour across the country, was running out of funds, decided I need to get a job, and Armstrong comes along and says, you can come join us and we'll give you 6 months of sales training, which is what everybody told me I had needed to get into any sales position. So I joined Evans & Black in 1973.
Yeah,
not an epic in career planning, but it worked out.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Evans & Black, and then Gulistan, and then World, and then Mohawk, and then Dixie. So every bit of that is carpet-focused, and I guess some great companies you've worked for. And, you know, one of the things that you're well-known for is building relationships and calling it like it is. So I guess that Armstrong sales training was a good program, huh?
I tell you, when you look back at Armstrong, back in the day, they supplied most of the leadership to the flooring industry. I think they had a great training program. They spent a lot of money training people. They gave you a time to learn the business. Unfortunately, after 3 or 4 years, a lot of the people who were trained by Armstrong were worth more than they were getting paid, and were, you know, targets for other companies. But certainly at Evans & Black, I was blessed with getting a great mentorship from a number of people, starting with Jack Riley, and gave me a great basis for understanding the carpet business.
Yeah, I think there's three companies that are known for training people. It's Milliken, Shaw, and Armstrong back in the day.
Yeah. I think Shaw copied Armstrong.
A couple of other little things I want to cover on this is that in the last 10 years, let's spend most of our time on that. As I talk to people that want to tell me about your tenure, say at Dixie, for instance, the residential business under your leadership has doubled in the time that you've been there. So you've done a great job. And I hear it's a balance of knowing product and relationships and building teams. From your perspective, what is the secret of your success?
Well, I think the last thing you said, building teams, is probably the most important. You can only get so big based on one person's work. You really need to take some time to build a team. And fortunately, a lot of those things were in place when I got there, but I like to think we built upon them a little bit. One thing Dixie has always had is great sales personnel. Mm-hmm. You go back to Maslin, who started one of the first training programs in the carpet industry back over 30 years ago. And a lot of those people are still with us today, and they really form what I think is the best sales group in the industry. Mm-hmm. Certainly with Fabrica, we have a very similar situation, where we have probably a good third of our people are former designers who've gotten into this business and have tenures on average probably over 20 years. So we always had a good sales force. We had to develop a sales force at Dixie Home. David Polly got that started.
Yeah.
But we were able to kind of build on that and grow the Dixie Home business out. When you look at the last 10 years, we were also helped by a couple of other things. With the growth of hard surface, flooring became a little bit more of a room-by-room purchase.
Right.
And when you look at room by room, I think the average price points went up. Mm-hmm. And people were really looking to make a statement in each room. And that, I think, favored our approach of being a fashion company. And I think the final piece is we had leadership, starting with the Frierson family, that really, when a lot of people pulled their horns in, decided to continue to invest in the business. So some good basics that we had in place, a very aggressive attitude on the part of our leadership, and I think we did continue to build both our sales force and our product development team.
Now let's look back, and I want to ask you what some of the highlights are, some of the fondest moments. I know one example you're going to tell me probably is that 38 years ago at Evans & Black, you met your wife, Kathy, in the business. And so I'm sure that's one of them. But as you look back, what are some of the other big highlights that pop in your head?
Well, I don't want to forget that one because that's probably the most important one. And kind of her support over the years has made a lot of things possible. But as you go back, certainly going back to my days at World, we were just starting Custom Weave and Wonder Weave. And with David Polly and David Hardy, we were able to take those brands basically from infancy and build a $100 million-plus business. That was a lot of fun. You look back at my days at Mohawk, those are kind of the go-go years in the early 2000s. I got involved with Portico at the early stages, and that became quite a significant program. But then, as you said, looking at Dixie, what we've been able to do over the last 10 years has been kind of special. You know, David Polly started Dixie Home, but I think we were able to build it out. It was fun to kind of see that start from a relatively small business to grow what it is today. But also when you look at Maslin and Fabrica, just working with those brands, those are fun brands to work with. The style and development part of this business, it's one of the reasons I joined Dixie. It's something that I've always liked to be involved with, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's actually some of the best-looking affordable carpet in the business, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think it's a role Dixie Home builds. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are on a budget, but they want style. They get involved with things like Pinterest, and they want to make a statement in a room, and the Dixie Home with fashion at a price point allows them to do that.
All right, so another question is, what will you miss as you step away from the business?
Number one, first and foremost, people on both the retail side and certainly the people I work with most lately at Dixie. When you look at your average day, you spend a lot more hours at work than you do anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I've always been a great believer that most of the good ideas are in the field, so I have spent a lot of my time, my work time, traveling. Mm-hmm. And over the course of 45 years, you develop a lot of friendships. A lot of people I call on, I started with the fathers, and I'm now working with the sons.
Right.
And those relationships are just hard to replace. And you certainly try to keep those relationships going and to see those people, but it, obviously, you take away the work factor, and that gets a little harder. So I'll miss the continuity of seeing what really are friends that I've developed over the years.
And I think the fact you call them friends is probably one of the reasons you're so successful. One last quick question on carpet, and you know, we've watched it as a steady decline. Do you think it's going to level out at some point?
Well, you look at what's happened at Europe, and they started this decline before us, and it seems to be leveling out a little bit there.
Yeah.
I do think it will level out, but obviously it's at a much lower level.
Mm-hmm.
I do worry about the health of the industry. I worry about, can we get young people into this industry to keep driving this industry?
Mm-hmm.
For years, the carpet industry was one of the best-paying industries, and I think because of that, when you look back 20, 30 years ago, we got a lot of good people. We need to have that influx of good people to continue to make carpet a viable option for flooring.
Okay. So we're looking at where we are, February 2018. You're stepping away from the business. I look at some pictures on Facebook, and I see you've got some grandkids. So you're going to be focused on family for a while, right?
Grandkids are the best.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun. You want to spend time with them. You realize at this stage in life how fast they grow up.
Uh-huh.
So, you want to spend time with them. And Kathy and I, well, we're still in relatively good health, want to take some of those trips that you never really took while I was working, some of those 2 and 3 week trips to places we've never been. So hopefully over the next couple of years, a lot of traveling, a lot of time with the grandkids, and a little fun and sun in Key West.
Okay, Paul. Well, we're going to miss you in the business, that's for sure, and hopefully you stay in touch with some of us. I've been talking to Paul Kaminsky, who is retiring from the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.